Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Did you sleep?
Still sleeping.
Morning, sleepy poo. You want pancakes?
Why?
Because I'm making pancakes.
Pancake surprise.
Pancakes.
It's also
National
Pancake Day. Pancake.
National
Pancakes,
got it.
Pancakes for everyone.
Let's start the show.
I want pancakes.
Got any syrup?
It's showtime.
Oh, it's always something.
I know.
It is.
I know it. There's always something that we have to buy. There's always something.
National Pancake Day today. It's 6:06. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. I told Morty, I said, one morning I'm going to throw off the women over at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go.
They're going to say, and you are, who
I'm
are
just
you?
Going to go.
No.
Could I have the large
strawberry
drink?
It's a pig thing, and then,
whatever.
And then a thing it has like ham in it. I guess Mike's that guy. He may know what he wants, but But I don't know what's it called. It's with a ham and a...
Anytime that Jody says, well, go ahead and order, I always get paranoid.
And then I need a hot tea. No.
All right. It's Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. Next in line, I just have to say, I know you finally watched This Is Us last night.
Yes.
Yes, I was getting the text last night. What the hell is going on
here? Who are these people?
Well, now I think you know who these people are.
Yes.
You know, well, but for the most part.
How many other people are watching? How many get it? And how many are liking the way they're going?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's like, what do they do? What's the big mystery? It's not a mystery. They're telling you how a family met people along the way in their lives.
702-739-9636. If you want to give us your opinion, text or call.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it was on the other night?
It was Tuesday night.
There you go. All right, finally caught up.
I've watched it twice, actually. I love that show. I love that show. There's something about the feel of that show that makes me feel really good.
All right, well, the phone lines are open. So are the text lines, which seem to be the both.
Yes.
702-739-9636. Partly sunny, chance of a storm today. A storm, I blame John Schaefer because he got his car washed. 87 the high today, but sunshine tomorrow, low 90s, the high 74 now. Carla has your first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Billy Joel is going to develop a really cool TV show. I'll tell you all about it.
All right, more on that and other stories after Skynyrd and Sweet Home Alabama.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Boy, I'm sure you heard about this. Amazon rolling out new celebrity voices for Alexa. Starting with Samuel L. Jackson later this year. That won't be annoying at all.
Mm-mm.
And yes, you can choose between clean and explicit Samuel Jackson. So that should be fun. They're using new technology also to give the voices more natural sounding speech patterns. I kind of like Alexa's voice, you know. It soothes me. Samuel doesn't so much. I don't, maybe a Morgan Freeman, maybe. That would be good. Why not,
I have to start rehearsing on my Morgan Freeman impression.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I have to put my GPS.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, a lot of people have Morgan on their GPS. But that's cool.
Hold on. Get to living or get to dying.
Okay, there you go.
What do you think?
Yeah, not bad.
Same
not
reaction bad. I get little, from Jody.
There's a lot of heart in that. I like that.
Get the living or get the dying.
Hold on, Miss Daisy. One of my favorite movies ever.
Okay.
Ever. And it's all he said.
Why don't they use us for Alexa? We could do that.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Hey, where do you need to go? What direction?
Yes, we'll do our impressions for Alexa. Come on, do it.
I know.
Go now.
Shut the front door. No, seriously, shut the front door. Charlie Sheen was that close to doing Dancing with the Stars this season, but he passed because he said he's just a horrible dancer, which is silly because not a lot of those people are dancers.
Right.
supposedly, ABC tried to woo him, sweeten the pot, by offering to develop a show for him as well. But he still declined. I guess he's that bad or just that afraid of doing it. So, Billy Joel developing an anthology series based on his song Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. Now, each episode will be based on lyrics from one of his songs. MGM Television has already picked up the project. It sounds like it's going to be really cool and a little weird and all of that, but I think it's a great idea. Everybody's into anything to do with music and movies or TV now, so good for him. And there are a million songs to choose from,
That sounds like it would be.
And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this. It was kind of announced earlier in the week, Morty. Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, Laura Dern, all returning for Jurassic World 3. That's a big deal. First time they're all coming back for the franchise.
And they're playing, like, major roles.
It's not just cameos. It's not cameos. And I'm glad about that. That's why I wasn't into the last one at all. Yeah. You know,
Well, because each of them were individually in different parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was the cameos.
Right. Right. So. By the way, Jeff Goldblum, he can do Alexa. He can do an Alexa.
Oh, he would be another good Alexa.
He'd be great.
10K Payday Contest is back. Our latest winner, Philip Tao, got the call from the Beasley Banker.
Holy crap. That makes my day.
So, of course, the Beasley Banker always wants to know what you're going to do with the money.
I'm going to use it for date money. I'm looking to have a great weekend with a beautiful woman.
$1,000
Now, do you have a beautiful woman, or are you just going to find one now that you have
$1,000 in your pocket? You can probably find one. So your next chance to score $1,000 qualify for the 10 grand in the 10K Payday Contest. It's coming up at 8 o'clock. So you want more details about the 10K Payday Contest, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Carla, you were talking about how Alexa now is going to have celebrities voicing, being the voice of Alexa.
Right.
And you had mentioned Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
And our friend Terry texted me and said, yes, Jeff Goldblum would be hers.
Yes, absolutely.
And here's a little bit of Jeff Goldblum.
I just did.
There you go.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's going to be everything, the response for everything.
Do you want one more time?
I just did.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez.
No, I'll give you more. Hold on. I got one more.
I actually heard him. He was on it. I don't even know what I heard him on recently or saw him on, but man, he has the best voice.
That was from his Jeep commercial.
Yeah.
And the girl says, would you like to take a test drive? And right. he says,
I just did.
Okay. This gives you a little bit more, and this is probably how you would imagine his voice to sound on Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Hilton Tide. I like what you've done here.
Yeah, maybe a little bit sexier. You know, I don't know.
No. We need a different Jeff Goldblum.
I just did.
Okay.
No. No.
All right. Maybe we can find something that...
From The Fly or... what was the one that he was in where she... was it Michael Douglas or what was the one? Remember? There was a kill... Turner. Remember? She was really young. She was... I think she killed her husband.
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember what that movie was now. Somebody'll let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really young Goldblum, too.
Morty, track that stuff down.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe that'll give you a better idea of
just
a
big chill.
Okay.
No. He was in that.
Hey, we're gonna be out at Wet n' Wild for the Lucky Duck Family Fest this Saturday with Kevin Janison from Channel 3. Guess who's stopping in next? Kevin's here this morning. We'll talk to him after the Bengals.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So this Saturday, you and I are going to be out at Wet n' Wild with Channel 3's Kevin Janison.
Yep.
And Carla, look who's here bright and early this morning. Kevin Janison from Channel 3. And Kevin, we both know that Positively Kids is an organization that you're very familiar with and has done a lot of great work in this community for a long time.
Over 20 years. I remember the very first Lucky Duck. It was at Monte Carlo back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And that was before they had any of their infrastructure. And Fred was talking about, we've got this need, we're going to do that. You guys and I have been around a while. You've heard that quite a few times. And I hope it happens.
Right.
But, boy, that's a lot of wishing and everything like that. And he has pulled that off. I don't know if you've seen any of the facilities that he has to provide medical assistance for these at-risk youth at their elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
These are like full-fledged doctor's offices, give them all the treatment, and events like this actually raise money for Positively Kids so they can keep their doors open and continue to treat these kids.
Well, we're going to be out at Wet n' Wild this Saturday, noon to 3. If you want to buy a duck,
yes,
three ducks, six ducks?
I bought six ducks.
A pack of ducks?
Yeah, you can get a pack of ducks. You can buy 50 ducks.
You can buy 100 ducks.
Yeah, you can.
You can have a whole flock.
Well, as I said, the more you buy, the more you save. Ladies, listen up. If you buy, the more ducks you buy, you're saving money.
Yeah, but if your duck wins, you get $5,000, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. So. I bought six ducks. I may buy more. Now, if I win that, I'm probably gonna hand that over.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll keep a little for myself, but I'll hand it over. Don't worry, you'll get a little money.
You think anybody thinks these are real ducks?
You know they're plastic ducks.
I know.
All right, I just thought we should probably clarify.
Yes.
Well,
no,
if you want to buy a duck and find out more, and join us out there at Wet n' Wild, text the word LUCKY to 702-739-9636. All the information on our website, Kevin Janison, Channel 3.
What's the weather going to be like on Saturday, by the way? That's your
job. Sorry, Carla. No freebies. You'll have to watch.
Oh, I see. Wow. I see how it is.
you know, in all seriousness, you might want to find a duck that is aerodynamic.
Oh, yeah. A little windy?
And we might have a little breeze blowing. So it'll come from the southwest. I'm not sure of the layout there, but, you know, maybe put up a sail.
Clip the wings, right? Yep. Clip the wings.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for coming in early this morning.
Thank you.
Carla, we found a better example of Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
Listen to this.
By definition, what's best for them is what's best. Now, look, in addition, you instantly come up against a question of style. My style may be too direct.
So that's the voice you would have on your Amazon Echo device.
I love his voice.
Okay.
Not to mention, he's so flippin' smart.
Yeah.
He could be on
my... I just did it.
Yes. Put him on my Calm app, too. Let him read. Along with Matthew McConaughey. That's
Jeff
another.
Goldblum.
Yeah.
Solve my life problems.
Yes.
I just did.
And just like that.
And he would. He would. I secretly have this crush on Jeff Goldblum.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Arlene's on the phone. What's up, Arlene?
Well, I heard you talking about the movie with Kathleen Turner, and I just saw it last week on the Turner Movie Channel, and it was Kathleen Turner, William Hurt, Ted Danson, and it was called Body Heat.
Yes.
That was a hot movie.
There we go. That's right. William Hurt. That's right. God, that was a good movie.
She was a crafty one.
She was. But, man, she played that part so well. And the movie was so sexy. And it was also, wasn't it in, like, New Orleans or something?
Yeah.
And it was really, it was really humid. So everybody was always sweaty and fanning themselves.
If you thought about going there, you thought twice after seeing that movie because you just didn't want to be sticky and smelly.
Except she wasn't sweaty. Yeah. Everybody else was sweaty.
Yeah,
except
she was Kevin. Not. That's right. Yeah, she was not.
Arlene, you have a great day.
You too.
I don't like it out there.
No?
No. I mean, I don't mind the weather change, but I don't like it.
Last hour.
Blue.
Talking about Alexa, celebrity voices. People did text in.
They did text in. We got some interesting suggestions. Now, somebody mentioned James Earl Jones. I said that's kind of a given, right? James Earl Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody else mentioned that Chef Ramsay, Gordon Ramsay, is apparently on Alexa. Do they all have to be annoying voices on Alexa?
Maybe.
And then now we got a suggestion. They said, for me, Kaylee Cuoco, Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Rebel Wilson. Her voice is actually really cool. She's
funny
and goofy. But I think it's a very soothing Australian accent.
Yeah.
You know, it's very soothing. It's a little deeper.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kaylee Cuoco, I don't know.
I could Charlize
I guess
Theron.
Oh, don't even. Put me, sorry,
would
put
be.
Me in a room with her for 5 minutes. I love her. I am absolutely in love with her.
All right, just a few things we think you should know. Take a deep breath.
What?
After Phil Collins, I don't care anymore.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. A guy named Wally Conron is his name. He was a breeding manager with the Royal Guide Dog Association. Mm-hmm. He's also the man who created the world's first Labradoodle. He says he regrets it terribly because the majority of these dogs now, he says, are either crazy or have hereditary problems because they're so inbred.
Oh.
He said that's a cross between a Labrador and a poodle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, and he created it, this was back in 89, for a blind woman that he knew who couldn't have a guide dog because her husband was allergic. These dogs have hair as opposed to fur, they're hypoallergenic.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. But he said, I fear that people are buying too many, they're overbreeding them, and it's not good at all. So do be careful if you get one. He also mentioned the versions of Groodles.
Groodles.
Golden Retrievers and Poodles, and Spoodles.
Oh, boy.
Which are Spaniels and Poodles. I guess you just mix anything with a poodle. And you oodle it. That's all. New study says that Americans...
It's not funny,
no,
but
it's not, but it's
true. I hear what
you're
saying. Yeah.
Americans' diets have not improved since 1999. They say they're just absolutely awful. You know, what gave it away? Was it the big fried chicken sandwich war we just had here in
the U.S.? Between two donuts?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Huh. Wonder why.
Yeah.
And Mattel has released a line of gender-neutral Barbie dolls. Now, as someone, I'm sorry, who's taken both Barbie and Ken's pants off, I can honestly say they're all gender-neutral. There's nothing there.
For the most part.
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing there.
No.
But they've done this specifically. They're interesting, very interesting, but... yeah, I thought they were all pretty much gender neutral. I'm sorry, Ken, but, you know, you were.
All right. So. Well, there you go. Now, a few things we think you should know.
Yes.
By the way, we were talking about celebrities you want to voice your Alexa.
Yes, Alexa.
One more. Lorraine, go ahead.
Sam Elliott should be one of the people that they're talking about that should be on Alexa.
Oh. He has one of those voices.
Yeah, he does.
That is very distinct and very, for a lot of women, very hot.
Who was the other one? The other Sam. There was another. Shepard?
Sam Shepard.
Shepard, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, Sam Elliott. Yeah, that's a
for
good
sure.
one.
All right, put him down.
See?
Put a vote down for Sam Elliott.
Yes. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Normally, Carla, normally I wouldn't do this, but I think this can be helpful.
Yeah.
Carla's in a situation where you have a friend.
Yeah.
And you were very close to this person.
Yes.
And for whatever reason, you went separate ways, and you have since kind of distanced yourself from this person.
Yeah, we lost touch, and then we kind of reconnected. Yeah. And she means a lot to me. She means a lot.
But you haven't talked to this person in how long?
Talked to maybe 6-7 months ago, but I haven't seen them in over a year.
All right.
Yeah.
And since then, this person has found, she found out she has cancer. And now you're thinking, well, in other words, what are you waiting for?
Well, here's the deal. Here's what I find
Because you've been battling over whether I should call her or not.
I have. And
you don't want her to think you're just calling her because of the cancer.
No, and I got to admit to you, and I swear to God, and she's even reached out to me, and she's bad, and she's in hospice now. She's in home hospice at her sister's, and this kills me. I don't know why I can't call her. I cannot call her. I don't know what it is, because I don't know if I'm just feeling like a big load for not talking
being
to
there.
Her up till now.
Right.
Yes. And she's in California, and I not that far.
You've never thought about taking the weekend off?
Yes, and just I have. And that was the last time I did see her, and then I just haven't since. And she has a brain tumor, and it's affected a lot of different things and the way she reacts to things and things like that, and I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, and I have to talk to her, but I cannot bring myself to call her.
How many other people have gone through this?
I don't know what to do.
Where you were good friends with somebody, and then for whatever reason you lose contact, and then you hear that they're going through something.
She's bad.
And you want to reach out, but you don't want them to think, oh, I see, you're reaching out just because I'm going through this.
Yeah. Yes, and that's exactly it.
That's the guilt.
That is exactly it. But, and then, well, A million things go through my head, and you know, I know what the real answer is and what the right answer probably is, but I don't know what it is that I cannot bring myself to call her.
Because
and
you don't even know
FaceTime all the time.
Because
too.
You don't even know what the first words are gonna be.
No.
Like, hey, how's it going?
I know, well, it's about time. And I just don't think you know it would be that, but I don't know what to do here. I really don't.
702-739-9636. You can text or call. If you've gone through this, did you follow through? How did you patch things up? Or what was the first step?
Yeah.
That's what we'd like to know. Because I think this could help you. I think other people have gone through this. And
yes.
I think they could help you out with your with how you make your decision.
Yeah, and how I approach this, maybe.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Carla is in a tough position as a friend. Her friend, who you were very close with for a long, long time. I know her very well.
We all did a vacation together.
And has since been out of touch. But in that time, this young lady has cancer, found out she has cancer, and it's not going well.
No, she has a brain tumor that is just, it's bad. It's really bad.
And you're conflicted because you haven't talked to her, and now you feel like it's almost too late.
Yes.
Even though she's still alive.
Yes. Those people that you go that long, and then eventually you think, it's too late. I'm going to sound like an idiot if I call now, whether they're sick or well.
Yeah.
And now I just feel horrible. Christine said, you know, Carla, you don't feel like a load. Nobody ever knows what life is going to throw at them. I think at this point, it would just be good for her to hear your voice. It would probably mean the world to her feeling the way she is. And you would probably feel more at peace if you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this. I know this. Somebody else said, Carla, think of how you would feel if you were in that position. Thanks. That made me feel worse. And that's good.
Right. I get
that's
what you're
good.
Saying. All right.
Yeah.
Melissa's on the phone. Melissa, what about you?
Well, okay. I had the exact same thing happen to me. Okay. I had a really good friend.
Mm-hmm.
We lost touch for a little bit.
Right.
And then I found out that through friends that she had bone cancer.
Ugh.
And I didn't talk to her, and she passed away within a year. And I'm telling you what. You need to talk to her no matter how scary it is or, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
But if something were to happen to her, I have so much guilt for not saying anything to her or talking to her. I would totally talk to her just in case something happened to her because it's hard to live with.
Heather,
you know.
The very, very sad thing is, and you're absolutely right, and no excuses, she is bad. She's at in home hospice at her sister's. And I do need to, and I'm so afraid that she's going to be mad, but then it's like, oh God, she's probably so bad that she might not even know who I am. And, you know, so it,
but
and
your
you're
problem,
right.
Your problem is, what is your first...
Yes.
Words like,
yeah, hey, how you doing? You doing okay? You
gonna
hang in?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
We got Mike on the phone. Mike.
Carla, you need to make contact with your friend. Carla needs to do it. My wife went through a similar thing. A girl that she went through college with developed. This is hard on me.
Oh, no. See, that's exactly how I feel. What happened?
Take a breath.
Yeah, do. Was this a friend of yours, too?
After we got married, yeah.
Right.
But... she developed brain cancer.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
It's okay. Did she not talk to her?
Well, she did off mm-hmm. and on.
Right.
This friend offered to pay for a trip.
Oh,
both
geez.
Of them to go to Hawaii. They had been there before. And my wife refused in a way. She said that couldn't do it.
Yes.
We were able to see her before she passed, but my wife regrets it every day for not making contact with her and replenishing that friendship. You've got to do it.
What if you just didn't call her, just went there?
Don't laugh because I'm totally considering doing that. I need to take a weekend off
and just go.
I know. I need to call first, at least her sister, and make sure that, you know, it's...
Hey, listen, don't tell her I'm coming.
Yeah. Oy vey.
Yeah, if she's in hospice, you need to do it.
God.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Boy, that had to be tough.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Maybe that's what you do.
Apparently, a lot of people have dealt with this in some way.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
God, I'm sure.
Darn it.
All right. Thank you for the text. Thank you for the calls. Last hour, talking about Carla's situation, people still texting in, and you're getting both sides. I think it's great that some people are trying to find the humor in this.
They are. First of all, Mary texted in, and she's absolutely right. She said, aren't you the one who's always saying that you just need to tell people that you love them? If she passes, you're going to regret not doing that. Now, Melissa said,
I love this.
Melissa said, you got to call her. What if she makes a miraculous recovery and calls you first? Mm-hmm. And she's going to be like, what's a girl got to do to get a phone call around here? I've got cancer. So, yeah, Melissa, you're right about that. Mm-hmm. I probably need to do that. Thank you for lightening the subject a little bit. But it's true. You know, it's true. Because that's what I'd do. Hello?
Well, I wouldn't wait very much longer.
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I sent a message. I sent a message just saying I'm going to give you a call later on. I haven't heard anything, but I'm going to call her later on.
To her sister or?
No, I sent it to her and her sister.
Really? So,
but yes.
See, very
just
good.
Just in case. Just
okay. Baby steps.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Carla has a take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do. This is a very odd couple. They might be back together. He lives right here in Las Vegas.
All right. More on that and other stories after Queen, Killer Queen.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Kylie Jenner, this is actually scary. She's been hospitalized with severe flu-like symptoms. She was supposed to go to Fashion Week because she has a whole new line of makeup and all that. She's not going. She missed the Emmys. She was supposed to present with her sisters this past Sunday. She did not go. That's not something to mess around with, even at, whatever, 23, 24 years old. That is not something to mess around with. Now, sources say that Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley have been rekindling their romance. You may have forgotten, but they were married in 2002 for about 3 months, maybe a little over 3 months, and they split up. And that was that. Yeah. But apparently, and people are saying they've seen them together. They've been talking again. Wow. They've even gone on a few dates. So, you know, maybe the second time around many years later is the way to go.
Well, it's not like they don't know each other.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Maybe you're sitting around going, why not?
Yeah. Maybe it's not an odd couple. Maybe they're made for each other.
Maybe.
Who knows? And I actually think this remake might be good. Jason Bateman directing a remake of Clue and starring in it with Ryan Reynolds. Now, the original movie came out in 1985. The board game came out 70 years ago. 70 years ago. 1949. That is when Clue came out. I think this could be a good movie. Love Jason Bateman. Love Ryan Reynolds. I would already right there. You got me. So
Ryan Reynolds or Jason Bateman in Ozark. That's what I'm waiting for.
Which is a very different role for him. You know what I mean? He's usually that kind of. He does comedy so well. Yeah,
he's great.
I have a hard time when I first started watching that. I had a hard time taking him seriously.
Right.
You know.
Wow. Well, that should be good. If he's in it.
So actually,
I think so. Adopt your lucky duck today. Get ready to win big at the annual Las Vegas Lucky Duck Family Fest, Wet and Wild, this Saturday, noon to 3. We're going to be hosting. Carla and I will be out there with Kevin Janison, who stopped by earlier this morning from Channel 3, helping to raise funds for Positively Kids. Now, you can buy your ducks online right through our website, 96.3kklz.com. In fact, I know you bought some. I'm buying some today. Morty keeps buying them.
Well, you know how Morty buys things.
Yes.
I'm just going to start calling him Horty.
In bulk.
Yes.
You know, a duck a day.
Yeah exactly.
So make sure. And, it's all for a worthy cause, Positively Kids. But again, if you want to buy your duck and join us out there this Saturday. In fact, to be honest, you don't even have to be there to win. But
we'd love
to see you out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Go to our website for all the details, 96.3kklz.com. Carla, I want to play this for you and everybody else. This is a Celine Dion song, a smash from the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
What is it? My Heart Will Go On. Name of the band, Morty?
Dragon Force.
Yeah,
Dragon Force.
Yeah.
They meddled it up.
Yeah, they did.
Listen to this.
Be the fall,
like a crossroads or something.
I love it.
Oh. I think I'm going to drive home to that today.
I love that.
It's so great.
That really is cool. That really is cool.
You know, we talked about the list of songs that are dangerous to listen to?
Right there. You're right.
That would have to be in the top five.
Wow. I'll bet Celine likes that, though. I'll bet she appreciates that.
I bet you. I bet she could do it like that, too.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that she would like that.
Just speed it up a little bit, and there you go. Eagles going to be in town this weekend over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. We have those tickets to give away and tell you how to win in about 7-8 minutes from now.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
This is fun.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving away tickets for the Eagles this weekend over at the MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Right.
Before we do that, hang on. Celebrity Hotline, ring it up. Mike and Carla.
Hello, Michael and Carla. It is Celine.
Oh, boy. Wow, jeez. You never know who's listening.
Oh, I love for listening to your radio program. Uh-huh. I hear you play one of my songs.
Yes.
Well, the Force of Dragon.
Yeah, you like that version?
I like that version. You know, there are small kids, very tiny children, who don't know the Celine song from the Titanic movie.
Titanic.
This will make them know the song. And I will make lots of money because of the Force of Dragon Shining.
We could hear you doing that kind of version.
Yes.
Oh, you know I am the greatest singer in all the land.
We know.
Michael, Carla, and your producer, Mortars, over there.
Morty.
Thank you very much.
Morty.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Oh, you do.
All right. See, you never know who's listening.
No, you sure don't.
And, of course, she's talking about this version from the movie Titanic. Take your pick.
The ship went down a lot faster in that version.
I love that. I love it.
All right, here we go. Eagles tickets. We have Eagles tickets to give away, and being Thursday, it's another segment of Thespian Operatic Theater.
You look in her eyes, the music begins to play.
Hopeless romantics, here we go again.
But after a while, you're looking the other way.
Another fine performance.
That was big.
Huge. All you have to do is, after we take the phone lines off hold, get through news and weather, figure out the name of that song from those lyrics. It's an Eagles song, believe
it
or not.
Yes, it is.
By title, that's what we're looking for. We'll look for caller number 9, the number 702-739-9636. Here you go, one more time.
You look in her eyes, the music begins to play.
Hopeless romantics, here we go again.
But after a while, you're looking the other way.
It's those restless hearts that never mend.
All right, so good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the Eagles with another segment of Thespian
Opera
Theater.
You look in her eyes, the music begins to play.
Hopeless romantics, here we go again.
But after a while, you're looking the other way.
It's those restless hearts that never mend.
All right, we have Candace on the phone. Candace, can you identify by title from those lyrics that song by the Eagles? Go ahead.
I think I can. Yes. New Kid in Town.
Yes.
Good job, Candace.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're headed over to the MGM Grand Garden on Friday night. Eagles, one of their only stops in North America. You got the tickets. They're from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you, Candace, for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Another winner in the 10K payday contest. Deanne Tyler got the call, and this is how that went.
No way! Oh, my God! You don't know how bad I need it. That's awesome!
Of course, the Beasley Banker wants to know how you're going to spend the money.
Pay bills. I just spent some time in the hospital, so it's a godsend, believe me.
Oh!
Good for you.
You know what? I'm sure it is, but... treat yourself to something.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Of course, she's in the running for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to score $1,000 and qualify for the grand prize in the 10K payday contest a little less than an hour from now. 10 o'clock, Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. It's 9:07, those weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news coming up after Mellencamp.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union, they have low auto loans for as low as 2.99%. Check this out, Carla. Evidently, this kid had way too much time on his hands. Police in the UK arrested a guy for calling the cops more than 20 times. Never said anything. He just kept burping. That's all he did.
Impressive.
Just burped.
Wow, impressive. Okay.
So they tracked the number down.
Oh, wow. Okay. They
found him and they arrested him.
Dude, what?
Oh, I love this story. A man tried riding on a log down the Mississippi River, wanted to go from Davenport, Iowa to Kentucky. But I don't know what the rideshare program is like in those towns.
Wow.
But had to be rescued by Rock Island Fire Department because he was headed for a barge.
Okay.
Here's a news anchor talking about the story.
The man was seen holding onto a log, which they say he got on willingly, and was trying to travel that way to Kentucky. He entered the water in Davenport and was soon spotted floating toward a barge.
Uh-huh.
He was not hurt, but firefighters encouraged him to make other transportation arrangements next time.
Yeah, Uber, Lyft, something.
Did the Andy, I couldn't find the boat anyway.
Thank you, Ernest.
I know, just.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. I was trying to get out of Iowa. I couldn't find a riverboat.
I'll be down there in a couple of minutes. I'll hop on a log.
I couldn't wait that long, Andy.
I feel like I'm on Splash Mountain right now.
Boy, is that sad. Cut the music. Thank you.
Oh, my God, Andy.
Listen, and I always think of Jody when I see these stories. So listen to this. An iPhone was lost at the bottom of a South Carolina river in June of 2018, was recently found. You know what? They took it out of the river, charged it up. Perfect condition.
Really?
It's been in there for over a year. They said the light's a little dim on it.
Right.
Phone works fine.
Didn't have to put it in rice?
Nope. Didn't have to put it in rice. Nothing.
The reason Carla mentions this is because there was one time where we were outside by the pool and I had a towel. I grabbed a towel and she goes, "Where's my phone?" It was in the towel. I go, "Oh, it's down at the bottom of the pool."
Oopsie. I'm sure this was a one in a several million,
Wow,
man. And listen to this story. As Rod Stewart says, some guys have all the luck. Steve Whitehurst is his name from London. He was shopping at a men's clothing store when a security guard said, "Come with me, sir." Looked like he had stuffed a bunch of stuff down his pants. The guy said, no, I didn't stuff anything down there. That's just me.
Really?
Yeah. Security guard said, "Come in the back and let's make sure." Oh, you're right. That is just you. Oh my gosh, you're not stealing at all. You know what? Put your pants back on. You get out of here. Yeah.
Nice.
He's a rather, gifted man. Let's put it that way, right?
Yeah.
No, this is just me in my pants. It's just me in my pants. That's all it is.
Oh, no. This is me, really, in my pants.
Yes. Drop your drawers.
You think I'm stealing something? This is all me.
Oh, my God. He's not stealing anything at all. That's all you. That's all you enveloped in there.
That's all me, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you.
Do you want to check me again?
No, you just have a happy... Well, it looks like you're already having a happy day.
Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
As if the military doesn't do enough for us already, Tech Sergeant Ken O'Brien, he's a member of the Special Ops Rescue Branch of the Air Force. Last year, he was one of the drivers who helped rescue all the kids in Thailand who got trapped in. There was that flooded cave. He helped rescue a bunch of those kids. In the process, he also saved a Thai Navy SEAL's life as well.
Oh.
So that's not all. He was part of President Trump's security detail for his recent summit with Kim Jong-un. So the guy, fine and well, he's there for that.
Yeah.
Well, he had to pull someone from a burning car while he was there.
Oh.
The military gave him a big award for it, but he might deserve another one as well, Mike. Flew from Japan. You know, he was going to get, there was a ceremony going on during his trip. Saved another life. A one-year-old baby on his flight was choking and stopped breathing. So he stepped in, cleared the baby's airway, resuscitated the baby, and basically wow. handed him back to his parents, went back to his seat like it was no big deal.
Here you go.
I know. He said, I feel like I'm always in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
If someone needs to go do something dangerous, I will certainly volunteer. If someone needs a leader, I will volunteer. That's these guys' jobs. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he did it again. I hope he's on my flight. I hope he's on my flight.
Well, you see, I think the opposite.
Ken O'Brien.
Because yeah, something's going
to
happen.
No, I mean, in case something happens to somebody.
Okay.
You know, when they ask if anybody can help or is there a doctor and everybody looks around, it's like, oh.
He's always there. Isn't.
Yes,
that's
I
a
know.
Great story.
Wow. Okay.
All somebody right. we would have never heard about.
No, and Navy SEALs, too. They're always like, yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go now. That's why we always say if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Getting closer to your next chance to grab the $1,000 in the 10K payday contest and qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance coming up, top of the hour. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. Recapping the show, thanks to Kevin Janison from Channel 3.
Yes, for stopping by early this morning.
He is going to be out with us at Wet n Wild for the Lucky Duck event, all to benefit Positively Kids. And don't forget, buy your ducks before Morty scoops them all up.
Or adopt them all.
Morty's hoarding all the ducks.
You can do that on our website. Hopefully, Carla, I know it wasn't easy, but hopefully we helped you with your dilemma and your friend.
I haven't heard anything yet, but I did message both of them, her and her sister, and I haven't heard anything. But I'm going to just call later anyhow, no matter right. what.
So. And to the people who called in, especially Mike, who just bore his soul.
Yeah.
It was very, thank you so much.
And to everybody who texted in, I try to text everybody back. We had a little problem with our text line this morning. So please forgive me for not getting back to all of you.
All right. And we also found out log riding, still not a great way of transportation.
Oh, my gosh.
Down there in Kentucky and Iowa. So just be careful, all right? Do have a great day. Like I said before, be careful, be safe, and of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.